on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Hamed Aleph. The Gemara asked the Kashem, Haiboso Shapotoso Isakin Heichidomi. We heard in the Mishnah that Boso Shapotoso Isakin is Mitztaref to be Mashlam the Shir of Kebeye. It's not Mekabel Tome, but it's Mitztaref. Heichidomi. So the Gemara asked Idacho Shebolei if he had an intent to eat it. But then it's mekabel tumim. If you're chishev olav loichloi, a filo will say halachically it has a din of oyer, but oyer that's imachashev loichloi is also mekabel tumim since it's roi lehei ochel. Beida loichoshev olay, and if he didn't think to eat it, is bitulei botlei, so it's oyer. So if it's oyer, how could it be mitzurev to be mashlam, the shir to be mekabel tome? Is Rabbi Ovin ve Rabbi Miyashe, chad omar miktsosei chishev olov. So one said it's speaking about miktsosei chishev olov, and we had learned yesterday Rashi. We wanted to say that it's speaking about that a chelik of the bosor he decided to eat. He wasn't boicha, he wasn't mevara, which chelik he'll eat. So, basher usham, be'etzem, nothing is roi lekabel tume, because he wasn't Mevara, which chelik he wants to eat. No, leidach gise, the whole basar is bekoyach to be mekabel tumah, because the whole basar can be that miktsas that he intends to eat. So therefore, such a matzev is mechayev that it can't be mekabel tume, but since it's bekoyach lekabel tume, so lemaise that could be mitzaref. That we want to say that's the loshon of Rashi mitzaref who ktsas machshove de isbei. It's a ktsas machshove. It's not a machshove gemure to eat it, because he wasn't mevara what he intends to eat. But it's a ktsas machshavim. Each one is a potentially oimed lehiyochel. So memele, so the whole thing can become mitzuref to another oichel. And we mentioned yesterday Tosfos Harosh. He says basher usham. There is no in this basar. Shapotosai sakin, there is no oichel whatsoever, because he didn't decide what to eat. There's only potential oichel, so you need another oichel that this should be maslam the shir of the other oichel. But you can't say a half of it should become mitzurif to the other half, because basher usham, there's no half that's oimed lachila. So memele, so you can't have a tziruf. It says on the side of Rashi, Ayin Rashal, Shehetik Gilyoin Mirashi Yosha. And we had mentioned yesterday, the Chassam Sofer says, Rashi, the way we have is very difficult to understand, but he brings down the Rashal. The Marshal says, read over the lotion of the Marshal. We have to understand the Marshal also. The Marshal says, Mitztaref hai miktsas shaloi chishev vahadi hai shechishev. The Marshal says that we're speaking about, let's say, we had Bosor Shepotosa Isakin, we have a Kebeya. He intends to eat a kezayis. the other kazayis is not going to eat. Is mitzaref hay mitzas sheloy chishev bahadi hay shechishev. Fine. So we have to understand this. What does this mean? How's the mitzuref? He wants to eat the kazayis, the other kazayis he doesn't want to eat, so how is the mitzuref? How does this happen? Zuk the marshal baiter, this aksavya of loshen of shete gilyan mirashi yosh. The goli daite bahay mitzas shechishay, the loy botlay hay mitzas shaloychishay, umitzdafim ze imze likebeya. What does that mean? So the chsam sefer says pshat in this mashal. Chsam sefer says the machshiv al ktsosoi mahani. That means we have here a kebeya of boso shapoltosoi sakid, which means before he's machashiv anything, this is oya. Boso shapoltosoi sakin is oya. It was bitle legabia, so he's a dinoya. Now he's machashiv that a kizayis of this kebeya he's going to eat. Steiglich sam seifa, the machshiv al ktsosai mahani, shiloi li botel idach mitzes. The machshove to eat one kezayis creates that the other kezayis does not become botel. Nehei, the loinis chashev li tomei bifnei atzmoi, Aval al kaponim gam bitulei loy botlei umishim hochi mitztalfen. Now let us try to explain what the Chsam Sefer is saying. I think the Chsam Sefer means as follows. We have here a piece of meat shepoltosoi sakin, which before he started thinking anything was oyer. It was oyer, it's bottle to the oyer, it's so it's not mekabel tume whatsoever. It's not mekabel tume. Then he decided that one kezayis, and according to the marshal, could be specified. I'm going to eat this kezayis. I'm going to eat this kezayis. Now this kezayis, it became an oichel. That's the aloche. If you decide to eat oil, it's an oichel. The other kezayis did not become an oichel because I'm not going to eat the other kezayis. It didn't become an oichel. Zoktech sam seifa, but the decision to eat kezayis 1 accomplishes that kezayis 2 is not bottled to the oil. So what does that mean? That means that kezayis 2 is not a oichel and is not oil. It's in between. It's in between. That means I think the lumdis is because vinisht vi, it's one piece. It's one piece of meat. So if I say I'm going to eat this piece, you can't say it's one piece. This piece is an oichel and this piece is oil. It's one piece. It's, you can't say that. So the decision to eat the first kezayis accomplishes that the second kezayis is not oil. It's not oichel either. But al kaponim, it's not oil and it's not oichel. And in this matzah, it can be metzuret to the first kezayis to be mashlam b'shir. That is Dachsich Mir Pshat in Chsam Sefer. And perhaps with this we'll be able a little to understand the next Rashi, because we're not finished with the sugya. It's a very difficult sugya. Now, let us see. V'chad Omar. Now, another one said Pshat. Miktsosoi Poltosoi Chayim. Umiktsosoi poltosoi sakin. That what it says in the Mishnah. that poltosai sakin is mitzuref is speaking about mitzosai poltosai chaya or mitzosai poltosai sakin. Now, let us first see what the case is, and then we'll try to understand a little what the lumdus is. Poltosai chaya, noshcha kelev. We had a behemoth that was alive, and a kelev bit it. Vidildel min haboso litzad ha'er. So the kelev accomplished that a chelek, he gave a gesunta bite in this behemoth. So a chelek of the oil with the boso separated from the behemoth. Right? So we have oil in boso. That came about through poltosei chaya, that an animal gave a bite. So here, this is hanging over here. V'acharkach shochto v'hiflit gam hasakin oit. And now the sakin, when he started, he shechted it. We'll see the shechting is very problematic, but v'hiflit. But afterwards, he skinned the behemoth, and he continued. When he skinned the behemoth, he skinned another kizayis of boso together with the oil. So one kezayis of a boso with the oil, the kelev made, that's the avodas hakelev, he accomplished this. And when he skinned it, he added the next kezayis, he also cut off, he took boso together with the oil. Fine. That's the story. Now, vein yadua, Ezemem poltochaye, the eze sakin. Now I have in front of me, I have an oil with a kebeya of boso. Now, a kezayis of this boso is a kezayis of this boso is boso, because it's, there was poltosai chaye. I mean, the kezayis of this boso is boso. A kezayis, the next zayis, is oil. That's the mice, left the mice of the matzah. And I don't know which is which. Which did the kelev, which kezayis is, which kezayis of boso did the kelev make? And which kezayis of the boso did he make? Fine. Now, Rashi goes further. Vahu de poltosoi chaye. Now, let's be done. I have two kizaisim over here. Vohu de poltosei chaye, loy bottle mistome. That bosa doesn't become bottle to the earth. This whole concept that the bosa becomes bottle to the earth, this is if he cut it bikavone, so it's bit like, we had a whole lumdus. He was mevatel the bosa to the earth, it becomes a. The kelev, when the kelev bit it, so mistome loy bottle. When the kelev bit it, you have a piece of meat which is attached to the earth. But the this kezayis never became bottle to the earth. Vahu de sakin bottle midas. That kezayis that he cut, that he was mevatelet. He was mevatelet to the earth. Vikula b'dalechoshivalei, and we're speaking about that he had no intentions of eating anything. Not like the first case. The first case was he wanted to eat kezayis of the bosa. He has no intentions of eating anything. So we have here two kezayisim of bosa which are attached to the earth, to the oil. The first, the one zayis is not bottled to the earth, so that's boso. The second zayis is bottled to the earth, is oil. And I don't know which is which. Fine. Hilkach, fine. So far, so good. Now, So hilkach ki have bahade shar oichlan. If I'll take this basar and I'll put it together b'shar oichlan with other oichlan, mitzaref alhu ktsas dechaye bahadayu. So the chalik that the chaye bit off will be mitzuref to the other oichlim, period. Now, before we go further, we have to just understand, without understanding anything, but Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that I have here one kezayis of poltosei chayim, one kezayis of poltosei sak. And Rashi started off by saying that the kezayis that poltosei chayim mistame loibitlei loibotel mistame, that's loibotel, so that's basa. The kezayis that poltosei sakin is bitlei. Fine. Now Rashi says, Rashi says, what becomes mitzuref? So Rashi says, clear. Rashi says, is a hu mitzaref a hu ktsas dechaye bahadayu. The chelek of poltosei chaye will be mitzuref to another oichel. Not like the first pshat in Rashi that by chishev, that the whole thing is mitzuref, like the Tosfos Rosh says. That the chelek of the chayim will be mitzurah. So kan, let us first understand what is difficult. So kan shoyil aben, I have here a kezayis of bosa. I have here a kezayis of oil. No, the kezayis of bosa is mekabel tume. It never became oil. So why does it say that it's mitzurah tana doichel? We're back to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked Akasha, if it's bottle, it's bottle. If it's not bottle, so it's mitzurif. It's mekabel tume. That was the whole problem. Poltosa, that was the whole Gemara's kasha. Ida choshev, afil bampe namshim mitam. Ida loy choshev alei betulei batlei. What's the case that it's not mekabel tume? It's not mekabel tume, and it's mitzurif. So the Gemara says, so he said, it's talking about poltosei chayim and poltosei sakin. Now, and Rashi says, which chelik is mitzurif? The poltosei chayim. No, the poltosei chayim is not a din, it's mitzurif. It's mekabel tume, together with the other. It's not a din in tziruf. The Mishnah is telling us things which are mitzarif and are not mekabel tume, and that's poltosei chayim. So shem yishamayim. The poltosei chaye is the poltosei chaye is mekabel tuma also. This is the shverkeit on Rashi, which mistama this is nichla on what Sam Seifer said that it's very difficult to understand Rashi. That's why he went to the Marshal. But al kaponim, this is the difficulty on Rashi. I think perhaps. The Ivren Rashi, when Rashi looks at all the basar, so Rashi looks at it as follows. The poltosei chaye loibotel mistome. I mean, the poltosei, there was no bitl. Mistome, there was no bitl. There was no kavone, but mistome loibotel. That means there was no bitl behedim. The poltosei sakin, botlei midas. So you have here two kizaisim, one piece of meat, one half is botlei midas, is not, is mavatot peferish, it has a din oil, and the other half is mistame leimatlai. So that should have a din basa. And I don't know which is which. So that's what Rashi says. If I would know which is which, there'd be no problem. So that is mekabotum, and the other one is not mekabotum. So I have over here. A chelik which is vadai, not mekabel tume, and a chelik that mistame is mekabel tume, and I don't know which is which. So just like we had mentioned from the Chassam Sof and the first pshat of Rashi, Chassam Sof said a moira de gizach, if we understand it or not, but the Chassam Sof says that if you have one piece of meat, and I was mechashiv to eat half. So the Chassam Sofer says, this machshava, since it's one piece of meat, so this machshava to eat half accomplishes that the other half, al kaponim, is not oil befeirish. It's not an oichel, but it's not oil. So you see, if there's one piece of meat and there was a machshava and half of it to eat, so that makes that the other is not oil. It's not an oichel, but it's not oil, so therefore it could be mitzurim. I think here it works the other way around. Here there was a machshava and one piece to be oil. Bitle behedye. One piece to be oil. The other piece, there was no machshava. So this should be meat. This should be meat. But since, and I don't know which is which, so I say, since in this meat, one chelik of the meat is zicha not mekabel tumah, and I don't know which is the chelik, so the other chelik is also not mekabel tumah. But if a zoi bite, it'll help, it'll be mitzurif. That's l'chayre. Just like in the first lashon of the Marshal, we have such a cheshbon that a machshove on one creates that the other half, it wasn't a machshove on the other half, it won't become an oichel, but it changes its status. It's not called oil. It's not called oichel, it's not called oil. So it's in between, and it can be mitzurif to it can be mitzurif to the first chelik, in the way the Marshal says pshat. So here it works the other way around. Mamish, the exact opposite. Because Rashi fataiches, and the poltos Isakin was bitle behedya. This was a befeinish bitle. This should be a. The other was a mistame, that it's bosa. Rashi seems, so it could be this bitle behedya effects the other one, that it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. This also can be it's not oil, but it can be mekabel tumah, but avazoi vayt, it could be mitzurif. Yeah. That's the nachsin and darge. Now, Rashi had a psakasha, why isn't that boso metame tumis nevelis? Vavo gav de poltosoi chaye, the masnisen rabekivi doma hoirem mevatle metumis nevelis, vafilo ple poltosoi chaye lekamo. This is pshat in Rashi. We have to understand what Machabu says, what's pshat at the beginning of Rashi. Noshra kele vidildo min abosu letzad ha'oir, v'acha kach shochto. Shemir samayim. If he shechted it, we're talking about it. They said it's not matama tumas nevelas. We're talking about that it was a nevela. The whole Mishnah is talking about that it's a nevela, it's a metamatumis nevela, it's mitzaraf lo'ichlam. But we're talking about poshet. I mean, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying mitzaraf ilatamis tumis oichlam avaloi tumis nevelas. I mean, so we're talking about something that it's mitzaraf And that's ha'olo. So we're talking about that it's a nevela. The shachta is very difficult to understand. Okay, let us go further. Tanan Hosam. Zakta Gemara Vaitem, Tanan Hosam. We learned a Mishnah in Taris, Achartum, the beak of a oif, speaking about the Nivla Soif Toyer, Achartum, Batsiponayim, Mitmoyim, Umetamen, Umetstarfen. Now, let us just understand what we're talking about. We're talking about a Nivlas Oif Toyer. Now, a Nivlas Oif Toyer is not Metame Bemage, it's only Bemetame Bebeis Abliye. So, before that, it's nothing. It's a machel. So if a sheretz will touch it, it'll be mekabel tume. If we'll touch something else, it'll be metame something else. That means a nivlas oif toyer does not have tumas nevela until you swallow it. So basher usham, it's an oichel. That's mekabel tume. But we'll see about it. If you need hechsher, but you need that a sheretz should touch it. So it says over here, Hachartem, the beak of this oif, is a yad to the oif. You can hold it by the beak, Mistame. It's dead already. You can hold it by the beak. So now, if a sheretz will touch the beak, so the oif is mekabel tume. After the oif was mekabel tume, if a oichel will touch the beak, so it'll become tome. So that's the first two halachas. Hachartim batziponayim mitmoim. That means the oif will be mekabel tume. Umetamim, and through there'll be mekabel tume through the beak. Umetamim, and the oif will be metame something else also through the beak, because it's a yad. Umitstarfen. Now this is the third thing. This is a din that the beak is mitstarif to the sheer kebeya. Now this is difficult to understand. A yad is only machnis umaitzi. A yad is not mitstarif. There's only two cases of tziruf. Case number one is a shomer is mitstarif. He has no shame over here. And case number two is if it's nechal imoy, that's this olol, and that it's nechal imoy, so memele, so it's mitzdarev. Or keep, these are things that are nechal imoy. So the Gemara asks, chartum eitz ba'almahu. Chartum is mamish like a piece of wood. It's not nechal. So why is it mitzdarev? Mitmoyim mitam is very good. It's a yad. But the Mishnah says it's mitzaref also, so there has to be nechalimoy. It's an eitz ba'alme. Omar Abelozo b'chartoim tachtim means the bottom chelik of the beak. Frek the Gemara tachtim, the bottom chelik of the beak. Nami eitz ba'alme is also an eitz. What's the chelik? The top chelik, the bottom chelik, it's an eitz ba'alme. Omar Rav Pope Tachtain Shel Elyon. That means what is underneath the Chelek Elyon of the beak. There's a pele that the oif has, which is made out of boso. So the boso, which is on the Chelek Elyon, that means it's underneath the beak. There's a Ritzua Shel boso. That boso is mitzdarif with the rest of the yoif, and there'll be mashal mashiach kebeye. That's pshat. This is a mishnah in Taras. Let's see what Rashi says. Hachartoim bik belas mitmoim im kibul oif tume min hasheretz. If the oif was it was makabel tuma min hasheretz. What's the bach? Afilu hein nasin yad lahachnis alhoitzi. So the beak will also be a yad lahachnis alhoitzi tuma. Oiv ein loy tumas maga. This oiv does not have any tumas maga mishum nevela. Elim ken kibla me'acherim. And nimlas oiv toyo, it is not maga nevela. It's only metame bebeis abliya. Elim ken kibla me'acherim. Shrei ein loch ela omel bo. All you have by an oiv is that what it says. Tumas achila letame bebeis abliya. Umitztarfen lekebeye, and the chartaim is mitztarf lekebeye. So the Gemara asks, it's an eitz ba'alma, how can it be mitztarf? So the Gemara says, tachtaim shel elye. Klipas ritzue dake yesh besoichape. In the mouth, there's a ritzue dake of boso. Devuke lechartam, I think it should say lechartin ha'elyin la'olkoi. The whole length of the chartam ha'elyin is a ritzue dake, it seems it's a type of a boso, which is mitzurif, which this is nechalimoi, and this would be mitzurif to be mashlim the shir kebei. Let us go further. Tziponayim. Now, Tziponayim is also mitzaref, it says in the Mishnah in Taras, and Tziponayim is also an eitz balma. You don't eat Tziponayim. Omer Abeloza, mokem hamuvloim beboso. Let's see what Rashi says. Tziponayim heichi hava oichel, it's not edible. So, mokem hamuvlo beboso, shoroshei hatziponayim. The chelik that's moving above us, it seems, is a little soft. So, together with the, it's nachalim aboso, so it's mitzaref, that chelik that's moving above us. Kanayim, we had in our Mishnah, Kanayim are also mitzurif. Amarav pope, v'mokim shechoitchen v'yoytze mehem dam. We're speaking about kanayim, where it's also close to the boso, and when you'll cut it, dam will come out. So that's a softish chelik of the kanayim, and that's nechalim aboso. What's the taisvis? Ochi galsinen b'mishne b'taris, achartim b'tzepronayim b'tamim. The Gersina bor karnayim. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Taras karnayim, but karnayim the meporish bor apope b'somach hamas nisen dohoche koi. Ki yoytze boi ha-sheichet behem. We had in our Mishnah another halacha, that if a yid shechted a behema t'meya for a goy to eat. Now the halacha is the shechita not matter the baby to meya. The goy, if he eats it, he's over even minachai, calls man it's mefarchis. So the shchita, but the shchita accomplishes so far that when it's mefarchis, it has a shame oichel, and it's mekabel tuma from a sheretz. That means, theoretically, pirchus is astire to oichel. Pirchus means it's still alive, and its tak is still alive, and there's an isa of eva min achai on it. So since it's a chai, the svare would be that it shouldn't be mekabel tumas oichlem because it's a chai, it's mefarches. So the chiddush is that since he made a maise shchita, even though the shchita doesn't help, it's a behemot meya. He shechted a gomo, he shechted an elephant. So the shechita is not matter. And the goy will eat it now, b'shas pirchis, he's over even menachai. But since he did a maise, and we'll see in Rashi again, we hear this in the Mishnah, he was machashev to give this to the goy to eat. There was a machshove, it should be a nechel, b'shas pilchis, and he did a maise of uchle, that means shchita is a maise that makes oichel, so both together make it for an oichel, and it'll be mekabel to misheres b'shas pilchis. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and let's just say there's a baraisa that says something similar. The baraisa says, let's go the other way around. You had a cow, and the goy shechts the cow to give it to the yid. So memele, so it's like this. The shechita is not matter anything. There's an issa eva minachai, b'shas pilchis. But again, since this a maisa shechita was done on an animal that's roi lehishochet, so the maisa shechita accomplishes, it gets a shem oichel b'shas pilchis, and if a sheretz touched it b'shas pilchis, will be mekabeltum. These are the chedushim which we will now delve on, that pilchis, which afal pi pilchis, it's still achai, this maisa shechita gives it a shem oichel b'mekabeltum. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And we have two eifanim. We have a yid shechted a behemah tmeya to give it to a goy to eat, so it gets a shem oichel lekabel tume, or a goy shechted a behemah toira to give to a yid, it also gets a shem oichel lekabel tume, and if a sheretz will touch it, there will be mekabel tume. That is Omar Rava Asi. Now let us see the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Asi Shoinim, the Artanoim that learn, that taught us as follows. Yisroel b'tmeye, a yid that shechted a behemah t'meye. Va'oived kechovim b'tohira, or a goy that shechted a behemah t'ohira. In order for it to be mekabel tume, we said the shechita makes it for an oichel to be mekabel tume, but you need two more conditions in order that it should be mekabel tume. Tzrichin machshove. You need machshove. What is the machshove? That the yid that shecht the bebet mei is lahachil legoy. So he wants it should be eaten. Or the goy shecht it for the yid, he wanted it should be eaten. Even though the goy is not allowed to eat and the yid is not allowed to eat because it's even minachai. And it's like a shocht and it's like a zavut. But they need a kavona lahachil. We're talking about pilchus. Mishas pilchus, it's alive. And we're making it an oichel even though it's alive. Betziruf, the machshove and the maise shchite. So we also need a machshove lahachil, that is to get a shem oichel. And we also need vehechshemayim imokimacha. You need hechshemayim. That means, we'll see, every oichel, before it's mekabel tume, it has to be mukshel. So even though, by shchite, the din is that the dam shchite will be kosher shchite. Alaoretz ishpachenu kemayim, so we learned that dam shchite is makshel like mayim, that's dam shchite, of a kosher shchite. This shchite of a behemah tmeye, by a yid or a behemah teira by a goy is not a kosher shchita, so the dam ashchita is not machsher. So the tanoim said, so that what we said will be mekabel tume. You have to make sure it was mukshar mimokemacher. Vehechshemayim mimokemacher. The dam will not be machsheret. That's what the shoinim said. That means there are tanoim that are shoinim that even though it says b'shas pirches is mekabel tume, but you need machshove lahachil and hechshemai. Now let us see Rashi. Hashoychet behemot mei loivet kechov. So Rashi, ho, prishes lo, the kivin, we explained it already. Now Rashi will again go into the whole explanation. The kivin, the chavosai, b'shchites Yisrael b'tahira. This maise shchite, if it would have been done, ashchites Yisrael b'toire, mashvelo uchlo, bo'oide mefacheses, abayit shechts, a toire, so tzicha becomes an oichel, Yisrael shari, you'll have to eat it. da beschritte tal jemelse, it's the tali in schritte, wetz geschachten es nackol, da neibe min achayin, et sicher bekommes mutter bachile. Es hascht an nami. Hoyo, wie Israel schachte schritte malje, sinds de jid schachte de da schritte malje. Af, agav de betmeye loy schaich, schaiche schritte, even though between you and me it's at meye. There's no heter of shchita. Olay vet kecham le mishteri ad shetamos, and the guy is not allowed to eat it now when it's mefaches. The eva minachai hu legabei, after the shchita it's an eva minachai. Afelo hachi, mahani, machsheves Yisrael, lahachil olay vet kecham. But the yid wanted to be machalit to the guy, bishas pilchus, L'shav yo'uch l'boi de mefacheses. That machsheves Yisrael b'yachad im ha'shchite makes it a reshev v'shem oichu. V'chol shkein teure v'ayit shechts v'ayim ha'teure sh'oichu ha'tagomu b'ay de mefacheses. That oichu is a ha'tagomu. That's ichu v'ashteitzach that it becomes an oichu. Now Rashi says a maimer ha'muzgel V'hod amrinen oser lechel mi behema koydem sheteitzei nafsha. So Rashi says, I just said that if I eat shechts a behema teure, you're allowed to eat it. Sh'oichel hatagomu. We learned you're not allowed to eat a behema koydem sheteitzei nafsha. Mi da rabbonon. That's not the rabbonon they can do. Mi na teure, as soon as you shechted it, it's an oichel, and it's mutatik min ha-teira. Fine. Now, case number two. V'chein oivet kechavim b'teira. If a goy will take a behema teira, tanya nami lekamo. Tehoyel u'tehoyri. Again, we have a similar combination. It's a behema teira. V'ashkechen heta b'teira, Mefacheses sheshachta Yisrael. And we, in a behema teira, that a yid shechted, so you're allowed to eat it if it's mefaches, because even though it's alive, then the shrita is matter. Hashtanami ki shechta oivet kechovim. Now, a goy shechted it, he made a kosher shrita. Havi oichel letamei tumes oichel min hasheres. So the shchit of the goy will accomplish that it still has a shame, that it, I mean, that's, it acquires a shame oichel, and if hasheres will touch it. Shim tarze v'tiga boichel macherem, koidem shetomus v'tasen nevele, that means here we're talking about a behema tahoira. That's mefaches. Let's give this 5 minutes for pirches. These 5 minutes, it's still alive. This 5 minutes is not an avela. It's still alive. So in these 5 minutes, if a goy shechted it, acquired a teira shem oichel, and if a sheretz will touch it, so it will be kapal tume, and finished. And so the tanoim said, but there are two conditions. You need a machshove lahachil. The goy had to think he wants to give it to the yid has to think he wants to give it to the goy. That gives it a shame oichel. No, you also need her shemayim. Ava Yisrael b'tohoire, if a yid shechs abay meteire and tzricha machshove, then you don't need machshove, it's a meiser shrita, it's mutatit, it's an oichel without machshove. Va'oivet kechavim b'tmeye, if a goy will shecht abahim b'tmeye, lemahani le'marshav v'boidem atachest. That's mamish nothing. He's a goy and it's abahim b'tmeye. So a shchita of a goy and abahim b'tmeye will not make it for a neuchel. Le'ashken heta b'dikabosei. I mean, not by the behem and not by the shechet do I see that a maisa shchita would be matter. So then a goy b'tmeye is garnish medonish. Now, shoyne. Omar Rabbi Asi, shoyne. Yesh tanoim, there are tanoim, she shoynim da toras, she Yisrael bitmeya, if the yid shechted a behem bitmeya, צריך מחשבה להכיל על עבד כחל. In order for it to get Hashem Oichel, we have to remember it's being mefalchis, it's still alive, and we have to realize this, so we are doing a mirdikazach, even though it's still alive, it gets Hashem Oichel. That is only if the shaykhit was machaven lahachel. Zarech machshava lachil olayvet kechavet. That he wanted to be machlet. Now, b'shas birches. We'll see, dam chalala means that it was killed. Miyudam shchita hygenes, if it was geshachtim properly, machshav. The iskish lamayim, the siva lorat ishpechenu kemayim, dam shchit is machshe. Kedemrinem bashoichet. Avo doivet kechovim, but if a goy shechted a kosher beime, lav dam chalolim hu, it's not called dam that it was killed, voloi dam shchiti, avi kedam mage fosoi, it's like dam from a make, chedam a meis. The cholo leimikri aldia yidei gistero umitzavo kenemrinim besoite losei soise al tzavore cholo rosh. Let's just explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying over here, dam chalolim is machshir. Dam chalolim is machshir. Rashi shita is dam chalolim is machshir by a behema also. If you kill the behema, it's called dam chalolim and it's machshe. But you only kill the behemah if it's from the tzava. You go from the back of the neck and you go down. You made it a gistri. You chopped off the head. That dam is called dam chalolim and that dam is machshe. But over here, the goy that shechted from the mokim ashchite, so it's not shchite, so it's not hukish lamayim. It's not dam chalolim because it's not from the tzavo. So mamela, it's not machshir. So you have to take water if you want to be machshir. Now, va'ayin Taisus lalam atayim at beis. Taisus asks on this Rashi. Taisus says, on Shuldik, if it says you need the tzavo is from the front, not from the back. So why isn't it called dam chalolim? That's Taisus kasha on Rashi. And Taisus says dam chalolim means dafke the dam, if you killed a person, that's called dam chalolim. You killed an animal, it's not called dam chalolim. So bekitzer, so always say over here, when a goy shechted an animal, there was no dam shchita, there was no dam chalolim, so memele, it's not mekabotum, unless you bring mayim mimokim achim.